Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, June the 7th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble on our station?
Well, actually, what happened? Yeah, what happened was the internet went out overnight at the tower. Now, here at the station, we're fine, but the tower last night lost internet signal. I don't know if it's a Frontier problem or I think it's at 2 a.m. it went out. So yeah. I think Frontier, so as soon as they get the Frontier signal back up, we'll be back up.
No, I can't fix it yet.
Yeah, so as soon as the...
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Just silence right now, isn't it? Okay, well, thanks. Yeah, as soon as Frontier, and the way our logs read, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning that this whole issue happened last night. So, as soon as Frontier comes back up, we'll come back up. Is anybody else having Frontier issues in any neighborhood here in Marion this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about this morning, because somebody approached me, well, a few people approached me over the weekend about this, and it was the whole situation with the auditor last week. The auditor, Robert Landon, here in Marion. And, you know, we're going to set aside right now the whole $1.28 million thing because people are investigating that, and that will be what it's going to be. But this story that came about last week, I think it must have been on Wednesday or Thursday, that as in my understanding, somebody working in that office, the auditor's office, got a scam email that they thought was from the mayor, asking them to go buy $2,000 in gift cards for a raffle. So they went and bought the $2,000 in gift cards out of their own pocket. Then, I guess, scratched off the back of them and sent them to somebody, who obviously was not the mayor. And then the email came back again and said, well, could you send another $2,000? So this time, they got the city credit card and went down and bought $2,000 more and did the same thing, scratched the back off, and sent it to this scam person. Now, this person has since resigned who worked in the auditor's office, but and I think they did pay back $2,000 of the money, but, you know, I guess the question that I was asked this weekend by people in the public was, is this political or is this a problem? Now, I guess political, saying it's political would say, is it a Democrat-Republican thing? I guess that's what people mean by political. Now, do the Democrats and Republicans seem not to be getting along right now downtown? Yeah, that does seem to be the case. There seems to be a little friction there, and I don't know who's causing it because I don't work down there. So, yeah, I mean, there definitely is some kind of an issue there going on that probably does have to do with politics. I would not deny that at all. But this whole thing with the scam, I don't know why that's political. I don't know how that becomes political, to be honest with you. That just seems very confusing to me as far as scamming goes. But we are on the air here on this Monday morning, June the 7th, 2021, over the air here in Marion, Ohio. And we're now going to turn to one of my favorite people. He is a legend in the world of professional wrestling. And so glad he could visit with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with him. The best talker in the world of professional wrestling and a whole lot of other places, but what he's done with his life for civil rights and social rights, and really the rights of everybody, should be admired greatly. The legendary, my pal, Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you this morning?
Kevin, hi there, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing very well. How's the world where you are?
Hey, every day I'm here, God is good.
That's right.
And especially around good people and getting understanding.
That's good to hear.
So how's it been with you?
You know, a lot of changes going around. The renovations are continuing on the new studio here, and the COVID restrictions, thank goodness, have been lifted as of last, I think Wednesday it was. So things are getting back to normal somewhat.
Well, that's good. That's one of the reasons I'm calling you. The calls are coming in so quick, and so I didn't know what you had on your mind up there, because I'm ready to do a little praise and worship and getting ready to go to Waterloo, Iowa for the Lou Thayer's and Dan Gable yearly Hall of Fame deal there, and also being honored in Las Vegas at the Cauliflower Club in September. So I was trying to just see what's on your mind and when the I start to work up there.
Well, very soon, as we're able to when do you go up to Waterloo?
Well, that's one of the things that was on my mind this time. Last time I talked with you, I really wish that you and Terry was going up there with us, because I had good information that they were going to do some things, and I wanted Waterloo and the things that I do emerge with the things that you and Terry trying to do there.
Well, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that. Terry was out for a while, not feeling the greatest, but he's back in the last couple weeks. So maybe I can connect with him in the next couple days and we can iron something out.
Well, do you know all the statistics that we talked about it last time, right?
Right.
So this is, in other words, I need to, because things have started back, and I'm in the process of putting 3 or 4 towns together here, and whether you and Terry want to be a part of the whole thing, Donnie and I, we're going to do a few little things here, and if the time is right for they want to help us in Waterloo and in Las Vegas.
Good.
Yes, sir. I steal pins, you know how it is. Okay, also, so you know, I just need to know it in a few days or so, because they're in Waterloo. I don't know if I spoke to you about it, but the radio show there, and there's some things that we can do along with them on this event. If we get there, because it's all starting up now. And I just wanted you and Terry to know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely get together on that.
We need to communicate now.
We do.
And you need to get that money together and send me something and let's talk.
Thunderbolt, what was it like? I'm sure people listening would be interested. What was it like in Waterloo when you were growing up?
And that's another thing. I have the whole story of Waterloo and my starting and everything. I've got some tapes that have never been seen. And I'm sitting here now waiting on my partner, Donnie, come in to... if all we want, that I got the whole story about my life and Waterloo, and that's one of the things that
the guy is interested in doing with me or for me, and I just want everybody to know everything that's going on from get-go. And I have so many stories about so many different things that it's all, and takes to prove everything. So I'm just waiting on you to, I don't want nobody to get it first coming out of Ohio, you know what I mean?
What
are you doing?
What, I tell you what, Thunderbolt, I will see if I can contact Terry later on today, and then I will give you a buzz as soon as
I
can.
I appreciate it,
I will. No, I appreciate you.
Communicating all the fans out there is waiting. They're ready to get out as long as we do some social distance and everything is done properly. And I'm just trying to get there. If I can get the old day, okay today to go with you and Donnie, the boss, then we will start reselling. I have the young man here that I hope that he'll take the job of Gerald Briscoe and his young upcoming star. We got some Mike Henry. We got some individuals that people might want to really get some understanding about it, especially the wrestling world. And then praise and worship all over the United States. And I'm asking from where I left the last time up there, Rod Parson, let's go to the Indian Nation. This country needs healing. Coming together, Jesus, and the only thing that they're missing is the thing that you and Terry and Donnie and the family, the Super Bowl family, is trying to put the truth, and it's all about wrestling.
Absolutely. Now, Thunderbolt, how do you think we get healing in this country at this point? How do you think we get the healing in this country?
Well, that's one of the things, you know. And now is a very, very good time. I believe all we have to do is continue to do the things that we do and follow the laws of the land and follow the spirit of the living God. And I mean, working together, Scott, you and I, Donnie, and a couple of these, this Russian business, we're trying to get better things for the rest. The same thing that is all of the fans, everybody's saying the Martin Downey Show. The same thing we're trying to get for the wrestlers back then. We're trying to get all those different things right now. And I'm coming out here as well, and we'll do all the things that we can to help do it. And I would like you to just say hello and hi to a friend of mine. This is Donnie.
This is not sick. I don't want to talk on your phone. I've been doing sick.
Okay. Well,
let's say hi.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Then. Well, let me. He just walked in, Scott. Let me. You give me a call when y'all do what y'all want to do, because I need to know, because I'm getting ready to.
I will do. I'll be in touch, Thunderbolt. Good to hear from you.
And tell all the fans out there on the station there, we're coming pretty soon, and everything's open.
Sounds good. Thank you, Thunderbolt.
Have a good one.
Bye bye. Legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, always good to hear from him. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. We are here this morning. A few internet issues, but hey, that's the way it goes. Again, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. You know, this whole thing about COVID restrictions going on or being lifted has changed a lot of people. I saw a lot of people out over the weekend, and it was kind of interesting because they had their masks, but it seemed like they weren't sure if they were going to wear their masks or not. It was an interesting thing, is what I will say. All right. Okay. Getting messages via the internet here. We certainly thank Thunderbolt Patterson for calling in. But the thing I was talking about with the auditor, I mean, is there some politics? Are there some politics involved in that? I'm sure there are. But the scam that went on in the office, the email scam, I guess, I don't know. It just seems very confusing to me. And I think it speaks to the relationships down at City Hall right now that, you know, your office is three doors down from the mayor's office. And if you think the email is coming from the mayor, I don't know why you just wouldn't take the gift cards down there, why you would scratch them off and send pictures. I would think that would be suspicious. Not that people haven't fell for scams. They certainly have. I don't know how that happens. I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how long is the radio going to be down?
Not very long. It's just the internet's down at the towers right now. Frontier's having a little bit of a trouble there. As soon as they come back up, we'll be back up.
All right, but you're still on the app this morning, right?
Yeah, we're still on the app.
Are you going to later on play this over, like around noon, that we can hear everything going on?
Yeah, we're going to play it over again. Actually, right now, just talking about the auditor situation again. Yeah, it'll be replayed. It's all being recorded this morning.
All right, did the auditor situation get worse besides him doing the 2.8 or whatever and emails, or did it get worse now?
Well, it really hasn't been a whole lot of developments, but over the weekend I got asked by a whole lot of people, because we did those shows on it last week, is this political or is there actually a problem there? And I was trying to explain, I mean, I'm sure there are some politics to it, because it doesn't seem like people are getting along down there right now. But as far as the email scam, I'm still not really sure how that happens in the auditor's office. So is that political? I don't think that's political.
I don't think it's political, whatever, but I do think the state and federal send the money to the thing is the wrong thing, because he was voted in, and the guy that done the email scam, you know, that the auditor should be responsible for him, verify stuff. And so, again, I guess it could be political, but I think sending it to the state instead of the federal is political, because the man's supposed to know his job.
Well, what I don't understand, and I don't want to point blame in this whole thing, but the votes down there, from what my understanding has been, seem to be right down party lines. And I don't know why in local government that would be. I mean...
Right.
Doesn't anybody look and just look at the situation and say, okay, I'm going to vote based on the situation, not what my party is?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there. I don't really understand what one has to do with the other. You either think he's doing his job correctly or you don't, and I don't know why your political party would influence that one way or another.
Right, I totally agree. And one more thing, I didn't get to hear the news, I mean, that, you know, you read every morning. Was there any accidents or anything local, or?
Just the dog attack. I think that's what's on the news this morning.
Okay, I just seen somebody I knew on Facebook, and a high school friend passed away, and I wouldn't ask why, and just, I didn't know if it was unexpectedly. I didn't want to ask, but I just wanted to make sure.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Give me a buzz. It's all, it's just fascinating as time goes on what you learn. And what I always wonder is, when we look back at this stuff years from now, what will people think? That's what I always wonder. You know, when we're in the thick of it, I don't think people think too much about that. But, you know, years down the road, people might think about how people handled a certain situation. And that, to me, is maybe more interesting than anything else. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you think? So I guess my answer to is it political or is it personal or is there something to it is, you know, politics seem to be around everything now, like it or not, but at some point, somebody's got to make a judgment on how the office is being run, and it just seems as if there was some more communication down there at City Hall between people that we would be a lot better off. Does anybody have an opinion? Why is there no communication anymore? Is this the age of the text message and the age of the email? This kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier. Where are we in society? To be honest, where have we gotten to where we can't talk to each other? And it really puts us, you know, I always say if the electrical grid goes down or the internet goes down, we'd be in big trouble. But truthfully, we don't talk anyway. When the internet's up and when the electrical grid is up, we don't have communication with each other, which causes big problems. And I think these are huge problems that we're having, because this whole email scam problem could have been solved if somebody would have just went to the mayor and said, "Did you send me an email?" "No, I didn't." "Okay, well, that's a scam email." That's all that had to happen. It didn't have to be any more confusing than that. Go ahead, caller.
You're not coming through on the air.
No, we're not. The internet's out at the tower this morning. We're waiting for him to fix it.
Oh, okay. I wondered. All right.
Yep, one of those internet issues. Thank you. Yep. Well, it's good to know that that people are out there listening this morning. And I know, again, if you, over the air is down right now, but you can still listen on your Alexas and your TuneIn apps and your internet, and it should be fixed fairly quickly. Internet rules us all, doesn't it? But if we just could get rid of some of that, I think we would have communication. "Oh, Mayor, did you send me an email about getting gift cards?" See, here's the thing that catches me odd about that whole thing. And it's in any job you have. Anytime, especially in government, who would ask you to go buy something with your own money? Because according to this whole story, this person's out $2,000. Who did this? Because they paid $2,000 back to the city. Really, they're out $4,000 because they paid the initial $2,000 with their own money, then had to pay $2,000 back to the city, so they're out $4,000. Now, would any boss ever ask you to spend that? I mean, $10 maybe for lunch, maybe $20, depends on how much you eat. But would any boss ask you to spend $2,000 out of your own pocket to go buy something for the city? Or any job. I mean, if you're working in a restaurant and your boss emailed you or texted you at home and said, "Could you go buy $2,000 in gift cards?" I mean, would you do that with your own money? I don't know. And then if they said, "Scratch them and email them to me," would you do that? See, that's where I would get confused. because I might go see that person, or I might call that person, or text that person, or email that person. That's another thing about this I don't understand, and I guess the reason I'm talking about it is there are so many scams out there. Hopefully this helps people. But, you know, I would guess that people in the auditor's office at some point have emailed the mayor. I mean, he does have an email. I've emailed him. So, wouldn't they know what his email is? Because the email that sent the request for these gift cards was not the mayor's email. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even a City of Marion email account. So I just don't get that. Does anybody have an explanation for any of this? It just is very, very strange. And maybe this person wasn't close to the mayor, but if you weren't close to the mayor, then would you do it? I don't know. Maybe that's why these scams work. You know, I'm shocked to the degree that people do fall for these scams. Now, maybe I'll fall for one day. I'm not saying it has anything to do with your intellectual ability. Maybe we're just too trusting a society. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we just trust too much. Do you think it's an issue with trust? Are we more trusting now than maybe we once were? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Curious to know what you have to say about this whole email issue. And it's part of a bigger issue because we do have these type of problems in society now. This is a thing we would not have had to deal with 20 years ago, email scams. But we certainly have to deal with them now. One of the biggest scourges of society, email scams. 740-383-9944. Okay, what else is going on in the world? You know, a lot of people out this weekend. That was nice to see. Now, again, I don't know if that's a post-COVID restriction thing or if that's a summer thing. Because people are out for the summer now. People are out of school. A lot of people have graduated college. Is that what's going on? Why more people are out? Did anybody do anything fun over the weekend? Anything exciting? Went to a dance show on Saturday at Ohio Westland. It was a really, really good dance show. I was really impressed with everybody who participated in that show on Saturday. So, and Ohio Westland's a great campus down in Delaware. Went to the Hamburger Inn again. Had not been there in, probably a couple months. I really am starting to enjoy this place. I think I've been there 3 times now in the last year. It's such a neat little diner. You know, you seat yourself, you go in, you can get a hamburger just the way you want it. Friendly people, friendly staff. Oh, and I went to a, was it a farm market? I don't even know how you would classify it. It was somewhere in Delaware. Went down to this place, and I'll tell you, the girl who was working the counter, young girl, she had a mask on, but she was so customer service friendly. I told her that because you don't get a lot of good customer service anymore. This girl was so friendly. I said, I forget exactly what I said to her, but it was positive. I said, you know, I just want to let you know that you do a great job at your job. And I think she liked that. But, so many people in customer service now are very grumpy. You know, they kind of have long faces and kind of in and out, or they grit their teeth when you come in. And you can tell when somebody is not happy. This girl, do you want me to put it in 2 sacks? Do you want me to put it in 1 sack? What kind of cookies do you want? What color do you want? Just could not have been nicer. And I think we need to praise those people and hope that they stay in customer service. Because a lot of people are very, very cantankerous. And the public wears you down, I guess, after a while. And you don't always have good experiences, but you got to try to keep up. You got to try to keep positive. And this girl was a good example of that on Saturday. But the dance recital was great. And I went to see Angie's daughter, Natalie, and she was just tremendous. I was so impressed with how good she is, how athletic she is. She did all kinds of flips on the stage, and then there was a dance number where she had to hold an umbrella, and her timing had to be just right because all kinds of things were going on the stage around her, and she had to pass the umbrella to somebody else and then go into her own dance moves. And there was also a number where they danced to September. Just a really, really talented and tap danced and did not have a whole lot of lead time in learning how to tap dance, but she did it, and she did it very, very well. I was very, very impressed with her performance on Saturday. So congratulations to her, for sure. She did a great, great job, and then went and had lunch. I guess it was lunch. It was later in the day, but with Angie and her son, Brandon, who's a great kid. You've heard him here on the station. He was on with Charlie quite a bit, and he was a lot of fun. Over at the, well, he went to the show as well, the dance show, and then we went over to the Hamburger Inn and ate, and, you know, he likes these macaroon cookies. Now, I've never had a macaroon. Does anybody know, I mean, they're little colorful cookies. What exactly is in a macaroon, or what does it taste like? You know, I did not want to take one of his macaroons on Saturday, because I knew he liked them so much. And he only had like 8 of them. So I didn't take one. But what is a macaroon? Can you make those at home? Is that something, is that a cookie you can make at home? Because I never see those anywhere. Well, I guess I see them certain places. But it's a very uncommon thing. What is a macaroon? It's a cookie, but what kind of cookie is it? Does it have icing? Is it a sweet cookie? If you wanted to make macaroons at home, what would you need? I've never heard somebody say at home, I'm going to make macaroons. Give me a buzz if anybody knows this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. They're funny looking little cookies, but people do love them. It kind of puts me in the mind of cannolis and baklava. Not that they're similar, but that it's a rare dessert. Not everybody sells those things. You know, you have to go certain places to find cannolis and baklava. And the same thing with macaroons. Why are those so hard to find? Do not a lot of people eat them? Are they complicated to make? I mean, I've made baklava. But you know what's interesting? The establishment I went to in Delaware on, I can't remember the name of it, on Saturday, where the macaroons and the baklava and the cannolis were, they were out of baklava. So baklava must be very, very popular, or else they just didn't have a whole lot of it. I think our palates are changing quite a bit. But if anybody knows how to make a cannoli, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Also, tell me how you're listening this morning, as our internet remains down since 2 o'clock this morning, 2 a.m., How are you doing? See, the message I'm getting is your partner is not connected to the internet. So, an internet issue. What a thing. Yeah, and of course it would happen on a Monday. Wouldn't that be the way it would go? Adam the Computer Guy comes on this morning with mid-morning coffee break when this show's over. 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims today. 4:10 to 5 p.m. So all kinds of good programming right here on WWGH Radio. Where else would you want to be? Also went to the Goodwill on Saturday and went to look through their records. And I'll tell you, records are starting to get thin. Now, I wonder, is this going to be a trend now? Because people are starting to collect vinyl again. Are the records just going to start disappearing? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's Pastor Craig. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really good. First off, I don't know how to make a macaroon, but it seems to me when I was a kid, when my mom had them, and she didn't make them, she would get them somewhere, it seemed to me that they had kind of an almondy flavor to them. Now, I could be wrong about that, but that's just the recollection that I have, that it had sort of an almond flavor to it.
Well, I tell you, I know he really enjoyed them on Saturday, and Angie had said that's one of his favorite cookies, but I've never had a macaroon. I know they're very colorful, but I wonder what the taste is like, and if it's even possible to make them at home.
I would think you could make them at home. I don't know, but I haven't had them in decades, but I just kind of have a recollection from my childhood, but I don't know. But as far as how I'm listening to you, I'm driving in my truck, and I just pulled up the website on my phone and hit the listen now button, and I mean everything's coming through fine.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's interesting, as we had the conversation when we were having the issue with the tower, it's funny because when you have antennas and you have transmitters and you do rely on the internet to transmit your signal, you know, if the internet goes down at 2 a.m., you're really at the mercy of the internet company until the problem is fixed. And I think as a society, we're very sentimental about certain things. And I like radios. I have radios in my house. Of course, I have a radio in my car. And I'm not saying that we should do away with radios, but I do think it's neat that you can plug your cell phone or even a tablet in your car, and you can listen to this program in any state in this country. I think that's fascinating.
I think it is, too, and I have a confession to make. I guess I'm kind of old school, sentimental, whatever you want to call it, but as I'm driving around and whenever I listen, you know, to the station, I always, you know, pull it up on my phone, listen through my Bluetooth, but I tell you, if I'm listening as I drive into Marion County, anytime I drive into Marion County, I'll shut my Bluetooth off and I'll turn my radio on and listen to you on the radio.
Well, yeah, and I agree. I think it's fun to listen. I mean, I've even listened as the signal is dying out. You know, I've listened to where it's kind of coming in and kind of going, you know, because it's there's just something about that. But the quality is what's interesting to me, because I've listened on the TuneIn and I've listened over the radio. And the funny thing about a radio is, depending on where your bass is set and where your treble and all that's set, it sounds different from car to car. But on the cell phone, it just sounds about the same no matter where you are.
This is true. Very true. Yes.
Yeah. So I always find that interesting. So, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk with you. How was the show yesterday?
Oh, show was great. Everything went smooth. And as far as the recorded portion of the Bible study, I'm kind of happy about it, because the first few that I had done, the quality of the recording at the time that I did the teaching wasn't the best, and now we're hitting that series where the quality of the recording is better, and so that makes me happy. And I've had some, you know, people contact us through our website with comments and questions, so that's exciting. So that tells me people are listening, and that's what's important.
That is positive. Now, I know Sean was telling me how impressed he was, and I got to listen when you had the Memorial Day show. What did you make of that?
It was really fantastic, and I have to talk to Adam about that, because on the archive page, the last 9 minutes is missing, and I don't know what happened there. So I'll have to talk to Adam about that. But it was great having the retired general on. I mean, she's just a fantastic person, and just really down to earth. You know, it just reminds me that anytime you're talking to somebody of, you know, higher, you know, high accomplishments, higher status, whatever, as a person, we have a tendency sometimes to kind of feel like they're on a level much, much higher than us, and we're just a common person. But I mean, she is just an ordinary person. Shared her faith, shared with what Memorial Day meant to her and everything, and it was a good interview. As a matter of fact, she and I talked afterwards, and I think I'm going to have her back on a regular basis, maybe about once every quarter or something.
Now is she from the area?
Yeah, she's originally from Hilliard, Ohio. She grew up in Hilliard, and then obviously spent 40 years in the Air Force, and then she's retired now and living around Buckeye Lake. So she's not Marion County, but she's definitely Central Ohio.
Did she have, what was the most interesting thing you learned from her during the interview?
Probably the most interesting thing I learned during that interview is that none of what she had in her career did she plan or strive for. She never had a goal to be a four-star general. She never had a goal to even be a pilot. She joined the Air Force. She was at criminal justice at OSU. She joined the Air Force wanting to be an Air Force attorney. And she had a commander that there was a new pilot class opening, and he wanted her to be in that pilot class, which would have made her only the fifth female pilot in the United States Air Force. And she said, no. She goes, I'm here. I want to be an attorney. Let the guys be the pilots. So he went ahead and turned in the paperwork for her. She got accepted for the class. And there were just multiple times in her career where her commander came to her and said, this is what we want you to do. This is what we want to promote you to. And to me, that was very, very interesting, because she loved what she was doing, but she never had it set in her mind, I'm going to work my way to the top. It all happened for her. And that, to me, was very interesting.
That is interesting. Well, the program is great every Sunday morning, 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m., live here on this station. Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, it's fascinating, you know, and as I've always said, you got to have a plan B, but also sometimes life forces you into plan B, much like what we just heard there from the interview that aired a couple weeks ago. I've often thought that one of the best things in life that can happen, even though it doesn't sound good, is that something bad happens. You know, when everything good constantly happens, you can sometimes chalk it up to luck. You can say, well, you know, I was a success because I was lucky. Everything just fell into place just right. But if you have a big failure, if something goes wrong, and it just is horrible, working your way back really, I think, sometimes gives you a whole different perspective. And then you can say, well, it wasn't all luck. And almost every successful person I've ever known failed at something. You know, I love to read biographies. I love to read autobiographies. Matter of fact, last night I was watching a show on Herbert Hoover, the former president of the United States, who was the president during the Great Depression. You know, he was incredibly popular in this country prior to 1920. They wanted him to run for president. Both parties did, Democrats and Republicans. When he finally ran, he won by a landslide his first term. His name, Hooverize, was a popular term, and it meant a positive thing. Everybody loved Herbert Hoover. But then the Depression happened. Stock market crash. And he lost re-election. by one of the biggest margins. As much as he won by his first term, he lost by in his second term to try to be reelected. Lost to Franklin Roosevelt and was kicked out of office and labeled the president who kept us into the Great Depression. But yet, after that, after he was out of office, which I'm sure was very difficult for him, he lived till he was 90. He had the longest at that time post-life presidency and was able to go on and write books and lecture and really had a good life and was able to work himself back and even wrote books about what had happened and why he wasn't able to fix it, and Roosevelt was, and how he lived so much longer than Roosevelt. Roosevelt died in the 40s. Hoover, living to age 90, lived through the 60s, I think 64, lived longer than Kennedy, unfortunately for Kennedy, the horrible assassination. Well, I'm done for the day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about